I'm WFIR's Timothy Martin. Here are headlines for Tuesday, February 12th. A Virginia Senate committee has rewritten Governor Bob McDonnell's transportation funding reform bill. And while different, it keeps alive the chances of new funding being enacted this session. Among other things, the Senate Finance Committee version would not only restore the gas tax, but increase it and add a 1% fuel sales tax. If it passes the full Senate later this week, it sets up a likely conference committee to work out differences with the version already passed by the House of Delegates. Meanwhile, the House has passed legislation to keep the names of concealed handgun permit holders secret. The bill originally just shielded the names of permit applicants who have obtained protective orders against another person. The House Militia and Police Committee last week expanded the bill to cover anyone who obtains a permit. The House voted 76 to 23 to pass the bill today. More than 40 University of Virginia students have received antibiotics after another student was diagnosed with bacterial meningitis. Bacterial meningitis is a potentially fatal disease. Early onset symptoms include fever, headache, a stiff neck, nausea, vomiting, and sensitivity to light. Gas prices across the state continue to rise. The average for a gallon of unleaded regular in Roanoke is $3.39. That's up 5 cents from last week and 19 cents from a month ago. With today's headlines, I'm WFIR's Timothy Martin.